She's out there. You're the Florida version of Sex in the City, JD.
That's when I was smoking my cigar.
Don't be an asshole today.
Hi.
I'm so excited. No, as a matter of fact, I didn't even wash it today. I think it's because the rain is settled down a little bit, so it's a little bit more manageable when there's less precipitation in the air. So, and I did get some cool new argan oil.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I thought I overdid it. I really thought I overdid it with the oil, but maybe not. Who knows?
It looks darker and it looks a different style, but then again, I'm used to seeing you in a hat. So
I do have the hat because I wasn't sure how it was going to look.
So, well, I like it.
It was all right.
So I sent Anthony the link. I'm excited to have him on the show. My cousin.
I can't believe that we have one of your relatives on the show.
Right?
This is fun. Maybe we'll learn something new about you.
Well, you never know. You know, I don't like to admit it, but he was a baby when I was in high school. So
that's going to be interesting. Yeah, that's going to be interesting.
I do have to mention the time he threw up on me when he was a baby.
Of course. Yep.
Especially with what we're doing today with the snacks and, you know. And our topic today.
I have a cousin that every time I go back to Niagara Falls, I think about the fact that I was probably like 7 or 8, maybe I was a little bit older than that. Maybe it was more like 10 or 11, but I had chicken pox and I was relegated to the garage. It was summer. All my friends were out playing. We had like a screened in garage so I could talk to them like in the driveway, but I couldn't go near them. And I got like a little bit sick from it, and I had just eaten like a TV dinner, and so my cousin Rocky, that's his name, came over, and it was right then that like I just had this wave of sickness, and I threw up my whole TV dinner. Oh. And he was just kind of like walking in like, hey, what's up? And I went, ooh, and I threw up, and he like looked at it, and then he threw up. He threw up on top of my throw up.
Which is a lot of time the reaction to that. So
yeah, that's my normal reaction to it. Like if somebody throws up, if I hear it, smell it, see it, that's it. I'm doing it.
I do pretty good with that. You know, I do have a few little nephews, and you know, they're not really so much pukers. Joni was. When we have her back on the show, I'm going to have to tell a couple of, as an adult also on some drinking nights.
Yeah, it's like, it's ridiculous. I remember Donna and I used to have like a thing, like she hadn't thrown up in like 13 years. And I was just like, so impressed with that record, you know?
That's so hilarious. What are you drinking for Anthony's?
I'm going to drink a popular British soda.
Oh.
So he just popped it.
Yeah. Okay.
We're going to let him in.
Howdy.
Listen, man, I was going to wear a top knot. I was going to wear a top knot and a hoodie.
AJ, I called you Anthony. We started out with names in our family, and now we're both initials.
Right.
So that's how that in common.
It just evolved. It just means your parents got lazy.
Right.
So how are you, man?
I'm good. I made sure my top knot was perfect for this. So
most perfect.
Yeah, no, I'm good. I just, I have, if you can only see the spread of British chocolate and candies all over my house right now.
Dude,
it's crazy.
Dude.
Oh my God.
Crazy.
I'm ready.
Frazzles.
I'm ready for you.
I just bought a whole bunch of new stuff. So
you got Watsits?
I don't have Watsits. No, I didn't see those. I don't know if I saw the Quavers, but I don't know if I bought them.
Okay, and I know that you're a big fan. You've now become a fan of Mr. Kipling. And you like the Battenberg, but I like the pies.
Ah. Yeah,
I gotta try those. Okay.
Yeah.
Is that like Debbie? Is that like American Little Debbie's? That looks like
No. Like- no. They're a little tastier. They feel less manufactured.
Yes.
That's the best way I can put it.
Fresher.
Like, get the feeling that Mr. Kipling is baking them and putting them in the box.
Ah, Mr. Kipling. Uh-huh.
I don't know, well, but that's what they taste like.
I had a yodel yesterday, and I haven't had one in years. So
a yodel?
You have something that compares to yodels?
Just a swirl, like something swirl. I can't remember. But I've had wagon wheels. I've had pretty much everything you've tasted. And I'm so picky that I really haven't landed on anything that I truly like except for Tango Soda.
Is that what you're having today?
It's what I'm having today. It is a strawberry and watermelon soda.
Nice.
It's better than Vimto. Like, I'm a little hooked on Vimto.
Are you?
Yeah, Vimto makes a soda, so I don't even have to mix it up in a squash form. It's just like, yeah. So I will be drinking Vimto tonight. No booze, because I have a lot of pain meds in me. I'm like, I'm breaking down. Like, the cold weather setting in, my bones hurt, my joints hurt. So I took a heck of a lot of Advil. But I just want you to know that these suck. These suck.
Okay.
And these suck.
I haven't tried the Frazzle. I have the Frazzle somewhere here.
Let's try Frazzles together. I want to know
I gotta find them. I don't know where they are. Let's see. I know they're here. Here they are. Got them. My Frazzles.
There they are. Right. Okay. So, like, what's the deal, man? Like, what do you have? Like a British dealer? Like, so, you just go funny, up and you're like, hey, mate. What kind
is that? Like a drug dealer, a snack dealer?
Yeah. Well, everybody keeps saying that. They keep calling it a dealer, which I think is hilarious.
Who's your British dealer, man?
So it's funny. So there's a store on the north side of Atlanta called the Queen's Pantry, and she's from the UK.
Oh,
all right. Yeah.
So I stumbled upon it and we became friends, and she gets whatever. She's actually coming to the UK this weekend. She's going there for 5 days, and she's going to bring me back a whole bunch of stuff. So it's pretty exciting.
Good for you. Yeah, I'll have to keep my eye out for like this. I know you weren't a big fan of the Curly Whirlies, but that's pretty much. I was okay with Curly Whirlies. Anything with caramel. Like, have you had Million Dollar Bars yet?
No.
Okay. Well, those are like baked. Like, it's more like a thing that you would get baked. But I know they package them too, and it's like a massive hunk of shortbread. And then a fully big layer of caramel, and then like a hardened chocolate on top. And it's just one of those things, like, no matter what chain bakery you go into, they'll have them. And it's like, even our Starbucks has them, and I can't resist. Really? How to get the millionaire shortbread, I think it's called. It's amazing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I haven't heard of that one yet.
But I do like a wisp of gold.
I love Wisp of Gold. My favorite though is Boost, a Boost bar.
The was Boost my favorite. Bars. Yeah, I was like impressed with
that.
Have you had a Lion bar yet?
I did. It was like one of the early things I tried was a Lion bar.
That's huge, isn't it? Like those Yorkie ones and the Lion.
Yeah.
You know that how British people are kind of associated with having crappy teeth.
Yeah.
You can kind of understand why when you see the size of their candy bars, right? Like,
right.
They're not just like when I get an everyday Snickers and you compare it to one of a specific British candy bar, it looks like a mini fun size. You know, like their candy, it's like a two-handed candy bar. Like, it's insane.
Yeah.
You've got to be like, it's impressive though. You have to admit, it's impressive.
Right. Yeah, but the chocolate from there is better than American chocolate.
Yeah, I feel that way too, but you know,
yeah,
I can't lie. I do like a Hershey, something Hershey every now and then, just to just to go back to the old days, you know. Right. Like my British friend says that Hershey tastes like baby vomit smells. So she can't really? Even stomach it, like not even a Hershey kiss. Hazel.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, here because I am making cookies with chocolate Hershey kisses.
But there's a reason for that. So there's a chemical in American chocolate that is the same in actual vomit. So
that's get out of here.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
And how do you happen to know that little fact?
Like, because ever since everybody's been telling me since I've been eating all these British stuff, like the difference in the chocolates. And then you look at the packaging, like American chocolate has 900 ingredients in it. And then you look at from over there and there's like 5 ingredients.
Yeah.
Wow.
The chocolate's way more pure. Right. It's just, we have chemicals in ours and Yeah.
I have to ask, how does an Italian-American wrestler, AJ Slambino, how is that going, by the way? Are you wrestling?
I haven't wrestled since January of 2020. So,
the COVID
stuff. Yeah, so I thought I was going to stop, but I think I'm going to wrestle later this year, maybe November. I may do a match in Florida, but I really don't care to wrestle that much. This is doing TikToks and eating candy is way more fun.
I would agree with you there.
Yeah.
How does an American Italian American guy in Georgia end up being a British snack connoisseur? How did that happen?
You just found that place?
You found the place or
no, I didn't find that till recently. So what happened was I have a friend that I'm friends with on TikTok, and she lives in the UK. And we were like joking one day, and she said, like, you're talking about food. She knows I love food. And I was at Publix at the supermarket, and I see there's a British section now at Publix, and it's like one row of shelves of British food. So I sent her a picture and I said, this is weird. Like, they have a British section now. And she said, you should try beans on toast. So I bought the beans. I bought some bread and I made beans on toast, and the video went viral like day one. And then people started commenting and they were like, you should try this and this and this. So I was like, well, I could just respond to these people's comments by trying what they're asking. Now, the public sections are very limited. They had maybe 10 things.
Really small, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So once I ran out of those 10 things and people started asking me to try others, I was like, I got to find this stuff. So I started research and I found the store. I found two stores, World Market, which is all over the United States. Yeah. And then I found the Queen's Pantry. So the first like maybe 2-3 weeks after I ran out of the public stuff, I went to World Market and I bought a bunch of stuff because they have a really good selection.
Yeah.
And then I found the Queen's Pantry and she had everything and she can get me whatever I asked. So from there, it's just taken off. And then people started sending me boxes to my P.O. box. I think I got 6 packages this week already of food. So it's crazy.
Oh, my God. I posted, you know, your like a little TikTok video on my Instagram. And my British friend jumped on there and said, has you tried spam? I'm like, we have that in America.
Yeah.
Have you tried pork scratchings? I'm like, we have pork rinds in America. Then she goes, the Bakewell tart. I'm like, have you tried a Bakewell tart?
I haven't, but here somewhere. I don't know where it is, but I have.
It's like an almond pastry with a cherry something. I don't know, but yeah. I worked with a girl who was like addicted to them. Yeah. They're big. I will say that they're big, but like Frazzles, I consider Frazzles like bar food. Like you can get like peanuts, Frazzles at any bar. Like they have the wall with the little snack things. And like we sold a ton of these, but they were different. They were baking something or other. Frazzles are kind of like a knockoff of the good things. But I can tolerate Frazzles. It's just, I think because nothing's ever going to compare to an American cheese puff. You know, like a Cheeto. Like they think they do cheese puffs here with the Watsits and the Quavers, but they they don't have that right, the perfect artificial orange. You know, that orange that right. comes on your fingers and your face.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I was at, and this, I told the story to one of my coworkers at the pub. I was at Fort Lauderdale Airport, or no, it was Fort Lauderdale back when I was flying Norwegian. And I was waiting for my flight to come back here to London. And there were two Londoners sitting across from me at the terminal. And they had a big fucking huge bag of Cheetos and they're eating them. And I hear her go, "Oh, Nigel, look at the state of our fingers. Have you ever seen a more unnatural color of orange?" And she's licking them off. And they killed the bag before they got on the plane. It was hilarious. And so every time they would, you know, we would like be having snacks or something on a break, and it would be like Quavers or whatever. And my friend would say, "Nope, nope, nope. It's not like the Cheetos." I would say, "Oh, Nigel, that's
see,
not-
we have all those unnatural things in our food.
Right.
That's what makes them good. I have to order Cheetos that's off of Amazon, miss. Man.
you miss all that artificial crap we have in our snacks.
Yeah, I do. I will say that they're, you know, the chocolate's better there, but when it comes to the crisps, as they call them, I've learned all the terminology too. Ours are way better than theirs when it comes to crisps because I've tried like cheese and onion Walkers. I've tried the Tato cheese and onion. I do like Monster Munch, the flaming hot ones.
Yeah, right.
They're not hot. They're not as hot as American like flaming hot. So they're tolerable, but they're actually tasty. But otherwise, have you tried Twiglets? Have you tried Twiglets?
Oh, those are awful.
One of the worst things I've ever eaten.
Yeah, that's
ever.
Terrible.
Awful. Terrible.
What is that?
It's like a bread twist with Marmite on it.
It's wheat. Yeah, wheat with Marmite. And it's supposed to look like a twig. It actually tastes like a twig. It's like the worst thing I've ever eaten.
Like so salt and tree bark. It's bad.
So bad.
And my wife is Australian, so we always had Vegemite in the house. And everybody compares Marmite with Vegemite. And at first, when I first tried Vegemite, I was just like, whoa, like what? It was like eating a beef bouillon cube. Like it was what is this pasty brown shit? But now I've come to like, I'm okay with it. Like I'm.
What is it?
It's like a spread. It's like you would put it on toast, but Jay, it is the saltiest, beefiest, weirdest ever. Like it's really.
I actually like it though too. I like Marmite. I like Vegemite. I think it's if you put it on something. If you eat it by itself, it's the worst. Oh no!
Yeah, you can't eat.
Right, but if you put it, because I did try that and I was like, whoa! I can't.
Yeah, you can't. When it's you not put like it on, peanut butter, man.
right. But you put it on like I put it on toast, and I actually put it on my beans on toast. And it was amazing.
Yeah, my wife does that.
Yeah.
In fact, the first time, you know, I was exposed to beans on toast, I thought it was like disgusting. And then when I got like, when I was able to make it myself and put like, you know, the proper amount of butter and then the beans and then some shredded cheddar and some salt and pepper and just like cut it up and eat it, it was really good. And I don't like, because it's a different kind of baked bean too. Like it's not
It's not like barbecue. Ours. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not like a Bush's barbecued baked beans. It's beans in watery tomato sauce. So it's surprising. It's really strange that it all comes together on a piece of toast. So
it's weird, right? Yeah. It is weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the first time I tried it, I was like, you know, in my mind, I thought it was going to be awful. And the first bite I took, I was like, this is really, really
okay,
good.
Okay.
Like,
I know. That's how I was. And I was like that with crumpets too, because it was a weird consistency.
Yeah, right.
You know, like you think it's gonna have a crunch like a English muffin, but it's like a sponge.
Yeah.
Like biting into a dish sponge. It's very weird, but it's good.
Yeah. It's
so are you gonna try anything today on the show, Anthony?
I have so much. I probably have another 50 to 60 items that I've never tried. They're just spread out. My whole house has become this this British like sweets. It's crazy how much stuff, because I keep getting boxes and boxes and boxes from people. And
So are these fans sending you snacks? Yes.
These are all followers from the UK that followed me. That I got a PO box, and I had gotten a PO box like before I even started this. And people actually, this coffee mug right here, people started sending me coffee mugs.
Oh yeah.
Because wow. I was just drinking coffee one day, and I said, I love coffee. And you know, I was drinking out of a Goofy mug, a Disney, and somebody was like, oh, you like coffee mugs? I was like, yeah. I now have 89 coffee mugs that were sent to me
at my PO box.
But now it's from the coffee mugs. Now we've got all this food that people are sending. And I got a couple messages this week that people started sending like little knickknacks and stuff from over there for me to have. So it's so cool that like the American people don't like my TikTok. It's all people from over there. So it's weird.
Did you have a following from over there before this? Or did this happen from the tasting of British snacks?
So I had 60,000 followers, and they were like 70% were in the United States. And that was in July. So since July, I now have, I'm about to hit 200,000 followers. So I gained 140 followers since July. And it went from 70% of Americans following me to now 60% of my followers are from the UK. And only like 25% are from the United States. So
they're very,
it's crazy.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so amazing. When I go through my British tour, we should do this together. Like, you know, the Italians invade Britain.
Yeah.
Go there and do a taste music tour or something.
Yeah.
One time we played at the same show where you were wrestling and I was playing music for the veterans.
Right. Right,
years
right.
ago, it just came
years
across
ago.
A poster. Years
you
ago,
you do a London tour.
Yeah,
yeah. Everybody keeps asking me. They're like, if I go like on TikTok live, there'll be, you know, hundreds of people in there going, "When are you coming to visit? When are you coming to visit?"
He's already a star there.
Because there's places like we can't send you the plate. You know, like Nando's. You've heard of Nando's?
Well, we have Nando's in the United States now.
You do?
So in Washington D.C.
Oh
yeah. So okay. Publix now sells the Peri Peri sauce at Publix, but Nando's is in Washington, D.C. There's like three or four of them. There's about 10, I think, in the United States now.
Oh, it's fantastic. We're swapping because we're starting to get Tim Hortons over here.
Are you really?
Yeah, a few Dunkin' Donuts, but they're not anywhere close.
Really?
Yeah. But the Tim Hortons are popping up like all over. That we were in Glasgow and we got off the train and we were right in front of a Tiho and I'm like, shut up, to run in and get some Timbits, man.
We're getting Costa coffee here now in the United States.
Oh, that's good.
Coca-Cola just bought them. So
that's a good I could see that being a good partnership because
You can buy it everywhere now here. So
yeah. It's nice. Yeah. It's got like, you know, it's got like kind of like Italian notes to it, but it's still relatively mild. It's not like drinking like.
Right. Because they're actually an Italian company. It's an Italian company, but based in the UK.
Yeah. There's one right on my high street. Like I could walk to it, which is weird because it's starting to get like every time a clothing store went out of business and they put a Costa, you know. There's like you go down two more stores and then there's a Cafe Nero and then it's really putting like the little independent cafes out, you know, it's just stomping on them because people want the franchise.
Like Starbucks.
You know, yeah.
Like Starbucks.
But it is better and it's faster. So, but you can buy like, just like you can buy Dunkin' in a Publix. You can buy pasta, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
In
Sainsbury's for us. Yeah, it is. It's just good marketing, you know.
Yeah,
especially during the pandemic. Good Lord.
Yeah, yeah, but they're popping up here too. Like, you know, they my daughter, she runs her school store, and she said we're getting a Costa coffee machine in the school store. I was like, that's wild. They're going to be the first school to have it in the United States where they have it in there,
wow.
Like a whole machine.
That's an honor.
That's cool. Yeah, right.
Honor.
So it's pretty cool. But I bought a bunch of it because the Queen's Pantry, she serves it in the store. And I had gone in there one day and she's like, are you a coffee or tea guy? I said, well, I'm a coffee guy, but I guess I'm converting to a tea guy. But she had me try the coffee and it was really good. And I bought some.
It's really good. And it's funny that you say that about the Costa machines, because there is a Shell gas station kind of like right in front of my, like I live in a house and then there's a block of flats in front of me, but right next door to that is a Shell station. So I can kind of like cut through and go right to the Shell station, and they have a big Costa machine there. So it's like, do you want it quick? Or do you want to like mosey to the actual Costa, you know, and have it in a civilized manner? Or do you just want to run to the gas station and get one from the machine? So it is options all over the place. So yeah.
That's funny.
It is. It's.
I did not know about this Costa coffee, which you speak of till just now. I'll have to look for it.
It's really good. It's a good substitute for when I can't get Dunkin', like, because a lot of times I'll go on Amazon to get Dunkin', and it will go from like a little, you know, like an, I don't know, a normal bag, you know, that you would get, like a 1 pound bag, and it's it cost me like 18 pounds, and I'm like, get the fuck, I'm not paying 18 pounds for Dunkin'.
For Dunkin' Donuts.
It would be six, you know, like pick it up for like $6 and at a Publix.
Right, right.
So yeah, I get like a little like, And I just refuse to get it. But then sometimes I'll go on and it'll only be like 10 or 11 pounds. And I'll be like, what? That I'm okay with. I could, you know, like I'll squeak that out.
That's about par for here, I think.
Yeah. So then I don't feel bad, but yeah. I don't know what drives the price to like fluctuate. I would imagine import fees, but maybe now that they're popping up more, you know, I'll start seeing it go down a little bit on Amazon, because that's crazy. But when I don't, you know, want to spend that much, I will gladly just go buy a bag of Costa, because it's, it's okay. Somebody said
it's funny you're talking about the pricing of stuff. So like, I'll do a video and I'll leave the price on and people will go, you paid $4 for those beans. And I'm like, well, there's import fees. Like, you know, they're like, well, you know, we're paying 99 cents here. And you're paying $4. Some of this stuff is so expensive because of the import fees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that. I remember that because Hazel used to send me stuff and then I would get hooked on it and I would go to Publix and I would get stuff there. My cat is just sneezed like 10 times in a row.
So how many have you gotten any marriage proposals out of this, Anthony?
The UK
women
all the time. They're like, oh yeah, like, you know, or I get a lot of
careful invites. With those dirty birds, AJ.
Yeah. They'll be like, hey, can you come here and you can come here and stay at my house. I'll cook you dinner and breakfast all the time. It's crazy. Yeah,
they'll make you
that
sausage.
That does not surprise me.
Yeah.
Like sausage.
I'll say though that like when it comes to like when the way they comment on my, they're way nicer than Americans. Americans tend to be like they get a little angry sometimes, and some of the comments are like, but everybody's been super, super nice. Like I've encountered only a few, like a guys will come on and they'll make a stupid remark or something. And, but really like everybody's been really nice. I did buy a queen cutout of the queen that I have now in my house. So, you know, I felt like it was needed, but,
definitely.
I bought a coffee mug. I bought a Union Jack coffee mug.
You gotta
mug,
get used to shirt. That I got a Queen Elizabeth coffee mug. I like to have a little coffee with Lizzie in the morning sometimes.
I need to get me one of those now. I need a Queen mug.
Mugs are a big deal over here. You know, mugs are a huge deal over here.
Oh yeah.
One of our favorite shows is called Gogglebox. And it's literally a television show of you watching people watch television.
What?
Just put these cameras on people's TVs, and it's the same families or friends or whatever groups every week, every Friday, and they watch the same stuff that you're watching, but you get to hear their comments, and it's really, really funny. But there's a brother and sister that always have the craziest mugs you've ever seen, like a monkey head or a big giraffe, or, you know, and it's like they're huge, like huge, huge mugs, and everybody like knows to look for the mugs. You're like, oh, good. It's Pete and Sophie, the sister, brother and sister. Look at the mugs. It's the first thing you say. look at the mugs. But we're like that. We have like a mishmash of all different. I got Schitt's Creek mugs. I've got Gilmore Girl mugs. I've got James Corden Late Late Show mugs. I've got them all.
That's that funny.
Explains there's an English pub in Savannah called the Sixpence, and the whole that back behind right. the bar are mugs. Now I understand that. And they're all different faces on the mugs of famous British people. That's their thing. Better. Their theme.
Yeah. That's even better. That's fantastic. My wife told me I wasn't allowed to get any more mugs. We literally rotate them. Like we have to rotate. We have so many. She's like, all right, you know, let's move a couple of these into another room. It's like,
yeah, I have
like starting to fall, you know? Yeah.
I literally have, I think it's now I'm up to 3 cabinets full. Cause I think I have 89 mugs now of mugs.
From your fans?
Yeah.
You've like turned snacking into a career.
Yes.
I wish I could stop working. That'd be nice.
Yeah. How do we monetize it? I get it. All right. Listen, so we've got like just about 8 minutes left. I say we try. Okay. What do you want to try?
You want to try? I've never tried Frazzles.
Okay.
Let's
do the Frazzle thing.
Now you got me nervous. They're going to taste awful.
Not awful. They're just different.
I'm going to have a drink right. one. Guys, taste your
snacks. I would have known, I should have sent these to you in advance.
Let's see.
I didn't know we
have a little smell.
They smell awful.
They smell like old bacon, right?
They smell really bad.
Go on.
All right.
Okay, let's go. 1, 2, 3.
Ready? Go. Not good. Not good at all. Those are awful.
Okay, I'm not feeling so left out anymore.
I haven't told
you. No, you're not missing anything.
Yeah, they're like, they're just what? Old bacon. That's all I.
Why would someone eat this like as a regular? Like, there's no way I could eat this whole bag. There's no way. It's gross.
Told you.
What are they supposed to be? Chips? Like a
crispy bacon? Yeah.
They're puffy and they're crispy, but the bacon is so artificial. It's so artificial.
It's a really bad aftertaste. Yeah. Like really bad.
Like corn. Corn and bacon don't really go.
No.
You know?
But yeah. Maybe like a dog treat. Like,
yes.
But they would in America they would have thrown some red dye in there to make it look like bacon. Right. A little more artificial.
It's true. There's not a lot of ingredients in there. It's corn.
No, there's not. Flavoring. But these are not good.
No. Do something chocolate, quick. Do something chocolate.
Well, I got. Have you tried a Milky Way crispy roll?
No.
These are good.
Really? Milky Way crispy. Let me think about what's in a Milky Way. That's caramel and nougat, right?
Right.
Somehow they made it crispy.
Yes. And a Milky Way from over there is amazing.
Yeah. It's way better than the ones we, big time. I will.
These are good. Milky Way crispy rolls. You got to find them. They're really good.
Oh, man. I feel bad. I'm sitting here with my shitty apple pies. I can't even try one right now because my birthday was this weekend and I baked that big chocolate cake, this big cake. And, you know, I've had one piece. Hazel's had a piece. Gemma's had a piece. It's just sitting there on a counter and it weighs a ton. And so I had some tonight. So I didn't want to overdo it because I'm diabetic and that's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Cake and pie. But it is Mr. Kipling. I really do. It is amazing how fresh their stuff tastes.
It's really weird that it's so fresh coming out of a box.
Right. You expect it to have a little bit of spongy toughness like a Twinkie.
No.
And it doesn't. It's light.
It doesn't at all. And it's really tasty stuff.
It's the same thing with the apple pies. They're like the crust is like so perfect and crispy. And it's like whether you put them in the oven or just eat them right out of the package, it doesn't matter. They're just really, really good. So man, I'll tell you, that's why Bake Off or the Great British Bake Off is
I've seen
like people take their baking to the next level here. It's crazy.
So what I'm getting is thumbs down on Frazzles, thumbs Frazzles. Up on Mr. Kipling.
Frazzles really suck. Like
they do.
I have to say, like I ordered today, like I got a grocery delivery today. I specifically ordered McCoy's Flaming Steak Crisps because they're really good.
Right.
So good.
Is that like a beef jerky kind of a thing?
No, it literally tastes like steak.
But it's a chip or crisp.
Right. Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know if it's the seasoning or what, but it is so good. And I was so excited to have them in the house. And like a half an hour before the delivery comes, I get a text message. You have three substitutions. And one of them was the chip. And they replace they substitute it with a Peri Peri crisp. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
No.
Mm-mm. Yeah. And I did just buy the French fries. I got three different kinds, though. Walker's French fries. So I'm kind of excited about those.
The red ones, the ready salted ones. Yeah, those are good.
Yeah, yeah. I tried the Worcestershire sauce ones, and they were awful.
The purple. But, those
will be better. Yeah, these will be better.
Definitely. They got like a good snap to them. Like I'm
right. Yeah.
Yeah. There's certain ones they there's like certain savory snacks that they do really well. It's just none of the cheese ones.
Right.
You know, like I don't even like the cheese and onion ones. I don't know if you got through those or not, but
I did. No, they were not bad. I even put them on a sandwich and made a because they said that they make sandwich. And I was like, sandwiches. Who puts chips on a sandwich? But
they
I did.
French
it.
Fries
it was good.
On a sandwich. They put French fries on a sandwich.
That is a British thing, anyway, right? Putting the
anything
chips
on
a sandwich?
Piece of bread. Anything on a piece of bread over here.
Yeah, I thought it was good with butter. It was fantastic.
Did you?
Wow.
I did. I liked it.
That's so funny. Like that's a big deal here. They have like commercials when they're I think it's Walker's where they
Walker's, talk about
what crisps you put in your sandwich. You know, and I was like, oh my God, I did that in like grade school. Not as a grown up. And they're like they're showing all these people like stuffing, you know, potato chips in their sandwich. It's like, whoa. But I don't, I really just like their plain. You know, plain crisps here as opposed to the flavored ones. Even salt and vinegar kind of give me a headache because they overdo it.
Right, right. Yeah, I just want to come over there and I want to try all the food over there, like in person. I really believe people have been asking me like, hey, when you come here, like they like want me to come there and do almost like a show where they would pay to watch me sit there and eat. And I was like, it'd be the coolest gig ever if I could just go there.
Yeah,
people pay to watch
me really
try
would.
Food.
There's like, so many restaurants I think like you guys would love, like you know, kind of like chain, but not you know, like not like McDonald's, but I mean like there's ZZ's is really good Italian food. We order there all the time. Meat Liquor is fantastic. There's so many like good places I think you would really really enjoy, and it would be interesting to get your take on. This sounds so foul, but it would be great to get your take on the meat over here.
Yeah
because I'm not a huge really really picky about the I don't like things that are Irish grass-fed.
Right
off the bat. Nope. If I could taste grass in it, I don't want to eat it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh man. Mm-hmm. So you could go there and eat your way around England and just give your thoughts on all the food downstairs.
Right.
That would be so fun.
Yeah. I keep like I need a like Netflix or something to call me and we'll do a show, like a pilot show, and we'll go and film all this stuff. Like we could do like, you know, AJ tours like
AJ
Taste England or something.
England.
Yeah, right.
And I love it.
That'd be great. Like I would do that for a living. Yeah. Be perfect.
Yeah. And it, you know, it's a gig that would never end because I have to say, I've seen like the food scene really evolve over here. Like, you know how food trucks kind of are taking over?
Right.
You know, they're just now getting into that over here. Mm-hmm. And it's really different. But my wife's a vegetarian. She kind of borders on vegan. But so a lot of times in order to save time, I don't want to cook two meals. So I'll just, you know, eat. Well, especially when we're ordering like takeaway, there's a lot of vegan takeaway places. And some of the things are so incredible. Like I felt like I was seriously eating buffalo chicken fingers, and it was like some vegan thing that whatever their thing was so good. So it sounds weird to say, but that's really, really popping up on the scene now. Finally.
That's cool.
Yeah, I would love it. Pub food is so different than anything. I ordered chicken Milanese the other day, and it was a breaded chicken breast with a slice of fried tomato on top and melted Monterey Jack cheese with a side of French fries and brown gravy.
Wow.
Wow.
That was their version of chicken Milanese. Much
further from chicken Milanese.
Right.
It was so funny. I had that what the hell look on my face. I ate it and it was all right.
Although that sounds good though. It just doesn't sound like
chicken Milanese. A lot of different things that weren't chicken Milanese.
Right.
You guys, this has actually been an absolute blast. I'm so glad
it was so much
that you
fun.
Hated the Frazzles. That's enough shitting on our Frazzles. You guys are done.
It just cut. It said the session ended and it ended.
It totally
the Frazzle ended. People. Yeah. The people of Frazzle cut us off.
They heard us.
They were sponsoring this. We didn't know that. And
Frazzle was like, well, listen. Yeah. We will wrap this up properly because I want everybody to know where they can find you because you're pretty much splashed across all of social media.
Right. Yeah.
And it's all AJ Slambino.
So yeah, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter are all AJ Slambino. My YouTube page is AJ Slambino. And then my website is actually different. It's brizcliz.com, BRIZCLIZ.com. And I have merchandise for sale. I ship all over the world. We've had so many people in the UK buy already.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do they ask you to send them American snacks?
Some people have, but you know, some people, if they send me something, I'll send something to them. But but I have t-shirts for sale. I've got hats and all these stickers and stuff. So we've sold a couple shirts in the UK already, which is pretty cool.
Oh my God.
And then,
bump into something.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny. And then, I also have a podcast too, that, the link is on my website. You can go, I podcast 3 times a week now. So it was only 2 times. We've upped it to 3 now. So,
it's literally
a podcast about nothing. What's that?
I was asking what it was about. Is it about the British food or? What is it about?
So it's usually we talk about food pretty much 90% of the time, all kinds of food. So a lot of food talk, and then just stories of stuff that I've done in wrestling and just stories I tell. And we went from like 6 listeners a month to at one point we were doing 300 downloads a day. So it's nice. Been pretty cool.
That's great. Wow.
Yeah. So
maybe we can get you a wrestling gig over here. I mean,
that's what everybody keeps asking.
Yeah, because my one of the girls that I work at the pub with is with her boyfriend is an MMA fighter.
Yeah.
And he's kind of blowing up. And I think his management is in the States. But he's fought a lot here, but he's fought in Holland and a couple of other places. It's like, it's a big deal. Yeah. They love it.
Yeah. No, I would love to come over there and just, I think it'd be pretty cool. If I could come over there and everybody says, well, what would you do when you came here? I want to see really cool shit. I want to eat really good food and I want to meet everybody. That's what I tell them. That's what I want to do.
Perfect.
That's it. Like, yeah.
My God. You just camp out at like South Bank. There's like, it's just like the epicenter, like down there. There's so much to do and you can get to everywhere, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I think you'd have an absolute blast. Jay, make it happen.
Yeah. I'm coming with him.
And we need a food. Look, we'll do like a show, right? Where I can eat food and you can play music. We'll do like a variety show. That's it. We'll just travel the whole country.
I will MC the whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Dinner music. You eat the food. All right.
Right. Yeah.
Done.
Perfect.
That's perfect.
That's all it. Right. Got it.
We will. Well, cheers, mate.
Yeah. It's my new word now. I use it for everything. Everybody gets mad because I call the Americans mate now.
It's great. So, they get all flustered by it. Like they do. Idea. Yeah. What do you mean? We're not mating. What are you talking about?
Yeah. No, right. Right.
Yep. Right. That's perfect. Good. You'll fit right in. That's good. You got to learn the lingo a little bit and you'll fit right in.
Right. Right.
We will make this happen, Anthony.
Yeah. We need to make it happen. Yes.
I'm so glad we did this. I have so much fun watching those videos because we're pretty much, you know, on par, like, you know, 99%. I'm like, yep. I like that one. Yep. Nope. Don't like that one. So yeah. Like, I'm there. The twiglets.
I have to try these things. I feel left out. I'm gonna go look for this.
Go to Publix.
Publix does have a little. Don't even bother with the Garibaldi cookies. I'm just gonna tell you that right off the bat.
Yeah,
they're awful.
Yeah, just try the candy bars. All the chocolate. Try the chocolate.
All the chocolate, Jay. All the chocolate. Yeah. Definitely.
I can do that. Yeah. Yes.
That's.
I'm all sure over
you,
that.
Yeah, like that's all you really need. You'll be fine. Right. And wait until you start like with the beers, like all the different beers.
Yeah.
Because I didn't think there was a huge difference until I started working in a pub and I realized that lagers are different than, you know, stouts, porters, ales are completely different than tap beer. You know, they're from a pump and there's like all this foam when you first pour them and then it kind of goes away. And it has very little fizz to it. And they're super hoppy. There was like just, it's a whole different world that I was like kind of plunged into.
That's exciting.
When you're interviewing, you're just like, I know that. And then you're there and you're pouring a beer and the guy's like, no, that doesn't go in that. That goes in the ales go in a straight glass. The tap beers go in a tulip, the Grolsch goes in a tulip. You know, it was just like, I didn't know there were different glasses for different beer. So it was like, wow. Yeah, going in head first, sink or swim.
That's funny.
It was a great experience though. That was so fun. That's really getting like in the mix of British culture is sitting in a pub, eating pub food. Drinking weird beer and talking to different people like that, the true London experience right there. And
I can't wait,
getting your candy bar.
I can't wait. Yeah,
I'll be there. I'm going to test. I'll be the candy bar tester. Like that.
There you
not
go.
Not much big on chips.
Next week, Jay, your homework assignment is to show up with some kind of candy bar from the British section of Publix.
Right.
I will be there. Okay. I will have it.
All right, you guys. This has been a treat.
All right. No joke. Thank you.
Thank you, AJ.
Make sure I check back with you and see what you're having next. It looks like you're stocked and ready to go.
I am. Yes. Thank you so much for having me on.
Good luck with everything.
Thank you. We'll get our tour going.
We meet. Exactly. Yes, we're going to start meeting about that tour. We'll see each other in England.
Yeah. All right, guys. Take care.
Bye.
He drank way too much whiskey.
Like, never stop chasing your dreams.